I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, August 9th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild, how dystopic, how absurd. I saw an article a couple of days ago, CNBC article. The headline was Harvard psychologist: if you use any of these nine phrases every day, you are more emotionally resilient than most. And I can think of a phrase, stupid is as stupid does. Maybe Forrest Gump and Forrest Gump's mom had a point. But here are the phrases that the Harvard psychologist says: if you use these, any of these nine phrases every day, if you use them, you're more emotionally resilient than most. Here they are, almost in order given from one to nine. Number one, I can get through this. I can get through this. Number two, I'm not going to let myself be a victim. Number three, and there are similar phrases, life is hard. Number four, this too shall pass. Number five, what can I learn from this? Number six, I need some time. Number seven, I still have things to be grateful for. And we'll skip eight and go to nine. I'm letting this go. And there are so many weird, humorous cliches, even movies that have been made about these recently, but let's skip that for now. Get back to number eight. Number eight, it is what it is. And there is this little explainer that goes along with it. The key to resilience is not denying reality or seeking out a reason that makes us feel better about why something happened. Is Stuart Smalley writing this? Is Stuart Smalley the Harvard psychologist? When we arrive at a place of radical acceptance, the situation has less power over us. It feels very theosophical, very New Agey to me. I don't know about you. And then finally, this similar phrase, I have to see reality for what it is, even if it's not what I want, so I can move forward. It sounds absurd to me, And I think Jerry Seinfeld would agree with me. If you've seen 23 Hours to Kill, then you perhaps remember this. Can we play that clip, please?
We like to give our thoughts, our comments, our opinions. Sometimes we run out of opinions. We make them up. It is what it is a very popular opinion statement. Nowadays, I'm sure some idiot said it to you today. You can't get through a day without somebody going, it is what it is. Why are you alive? To just say air words that fill the room with meaningless sounds. I'd rather someone blew clear air into my face than said it is what it is to me one more time. Just come up to me and go, because I get the same data from that. People like to say those kinds of things. It is what it is. You see, if you repeat a word twice in a sentence, you can say that with a lot of confidence. Business is business. Rules are rules. Deal's a deal. When we go in there, as long as we know what's what and who's who, whatever happens, happens, and it is what it is.
You know, something interesting that I just realized recently, I never knew that Brian Regan, his style was similar to Jerry Seinfeld. Anyway, I think Jerry Seinfeld is absolutely right. And this is a ridiculous expression. In the context, this Harvard psychologist wants to paint it that somehow using the phrase, it is what it is, makes us super resilient, more emotionally resilient than most. I think it's absolutely absurd. And, but I guess that's the point, isn't it? It is what it is. So let's talk about some other stuff. I want to just go through a few bits real quick, and then I want to dive deeper on what we were talking about yesterday and the last few days. I think we'll do a deep dive down the rabbit hole. But first, in the remainder of this segment, let's just talk about how wild and dystopic some of the crazy things that are going on in right out in plain sight these days. Jimmy Dore has a Wikipedia page. And I wonder if we can play a little bit of that. He noticed something interesting, and there's background on this. The background is that, well, I'll just give you the title of the video here real quick. We'll start with that. So Jimmy Dore's Wikipedia page edited by CIA, that's the YouTube video. Maybe we can play a little bit of that. I haven't screened it entirely for language, which Jimmy Dore is notorious for. We missed a little bit in yesterday's video that John Lovell even posted, so that was disappointing. We could have done a better job screening that. So, Jimmy Dore's Wikipedia page edited by CIA. He quotes from the Reuters article that is, maybe I'll just let him say it in his own words, but why is Jimmy Dore's Wikipedia page edited by the CIA? Let's listen to Jimmy Dore in his own words. Go ahead, please.
Guess what? So Wikipedia is garbage, right? When, for some things, it's okay, but if you want to go to Wikipedia to find out about a person, and they're controversial, it's not good. Like, if you just want to go find out about a regular actor or something, it's probably accurate. But if you want to find out about a reporter who's actually put, or a politician or an activist or anybody, it's all going to be filled with CIA talking points. Because the CIA and the intelligence community, not only the CIA, but the FBI and the MI6 and they all have their fingers in Wikipedia. So CIA, this is from Reuters. CIA FBI computers used for Wikipedia edits. That's from August 16th, 2007. This is from RT. CIA moderating Wikipedia, former editor says, Wikipedia is one of the many tools used by the U.S. liberal establishment and its allies in the intelligence community to wage information warfare. The site's co-founder, Larry Sanger, has told journalist Glenn Greenwald. Speaking on Greenwald's System Update podcast, Sanger lamented how the site had helped found in 2001 has become an instrument of control in the hands of the left liberal establishment, among which he counts the CIA, the FBI, and other units of the NSA. We do have evidence that as early as 2008, the CIA and FBI computers were used to edit Wikipedia. Do you think that they stopped doing that back then? Activity by the CIA and FBI on Wikipedia was first made public by a programming student named Virgil Griffith in 2007. Griffith developed a program called WikiScanner that could trace the location of computers used to edit Wikipedia articles and found that the CIA, FBI, and a host of large corporations and government agencies were scrubbing the online encyclopedia of incriminating information. CIA computers were used to remove casualty counts from the Iraq War, while an FBI machine was used to remove aerial and satellite images of the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. CIA computers were used to edit hundreds of articles, including entries on the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, China's nuclear program, and the Argentine Navy. Some edits were more petty, with former CIA chief William Colby apparently editing his own entry to expand his list of accomplishments. The intelligence agencies pay off their most influential people right to push their agenda.
Pause it for a minute. So, obviously, if William Colby was editing his own Wikipedia entry, it would be from beyond the grave. Just a point of clarification. Go ahead, please.
Which they've already mostly in line with, those people are already in line with, or they just develop their own talent within the intelligence community, learn the Wikipedia game, and then push what they want to say with their own people. A great part of intelligence and information warfare is conducted online on websites like Wikipedia. Earlier this year, Twitter owner Elon Musk released a trove of documents showing how the platform's former executives colluded with the FBI to remove content the agency wanted hidden, assisted the U.S. military's online influence campaigns, and centered anti-Ukrainian narratives on behalf of multiple U.S. intelligence agencies. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has also admitted that Facebook, the biggest social media platform on Earth, censored accurate information that was damaging to President Joe Biden's 2020 election campaign at the direct request of the FBI. Now, if you go to my Wikipedia page, it tells you I'm a conspiracy theory. And why does it tell you that? Because it says I said things about Seth Rich, which I never said. And it says that I got the Syria gas attack wrong. I got the Syria gas attack right. Wikipedia got it wrong. They're the liars. The CIA is lying. They're wrong. Aaron Maté meticulously debunked the narrative that Assad gassed his own people. He didn't. It was Al-Qaeda, al-Nusra who did that. And they were doing that to help provoke the United States into bombing Assad. That's why they did that. So
okay,
that's called a false flag.
Another
and it
moment.
Didn't.
Just, again, a bit of background history for those unaware. Go look up Operation Cyclone and what is it? Salafi extremism, I want to say, the Wikipedia entry. And the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry, and the old section that was entirely deleted that I used to talk about, views on extremism, that hasn't been around for years now, mentioned, you put those two things together, who ran Operation Cyclone? The CIA and friends created the Afghan Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, Nusra Front, etc. And is responsible for the ideological aspect of that. It's primarily Saudi Arabia. That's what you get in the Salafi movement and views on extremism section. Anyway, continuing, please. Go ahead.
It happened. And so if you go to Wikipedia, it says that I'm a conspiracy theorist because CNN Business said I said that about the I deny the gas attacks of the Syria. I don't deny the gas. I deny that Assad did them because he didn't. So that's what happens with Wikipedia. They make you sound like a conspiracy theorist if they want to discredit you if you tell the truth about our foreign policy. That's what I do on this show. So my Wikipedia page looks like I'm a maniac. Why? Because the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and MI6 all edit that. That's why. Try to tell a regular person that the CIA gives a shit about Jimmy Dore's Wikipedia page without them looking at you like you're crazy. But here it is, and we all know it's true. Go to my Wikipedia page. Look what they say. And look, the things they say I got wrong, I got right. I never said the things they said about Seth Rich. All I did was cover the Seth Rich story. And anybody who covered the Seth Rich story, they slandered it as a conspiracy theorist. Why? Because there's something to the Seth Rich story, which is why the FBI slandered anybody. And they had their hacks in the media, like Dave Weigel at the Jeff Bezos Washington Post, slander anybody who asked a question about Seth Rich. Why? Because the FBI wants to bury that story because their fingerprints are all over it, and they won't even release Seth Rich's computer for 65 years. The computer they denied they had for years, they denied they had it. All of a sudden they have it, but they're not going to release the contents of that for 65 years. So that's what Wikipedia does. Wikipedia is right from the people who are slandering truth tellers, and that's why you can't trust Wikipedia. Anything you want to say about this? We got our guests coming in.
Well, just really briefly, I just want to say that everybody's got to just understand that wherever the people go, that's where the deep state and the ruling class will go. You think about what Vice once was. You think about what Al Jazeera once was. You think about what The Intercept once was. But no matter what, where the people will go, that's where the deep state will go and try to control that information. Information is the most important asset they have right now to control. It's you have to control information, then you control the people.
Okay. We're going to bring in our guest, Brett Weinstein. Craig, thanks so much for being on the show, and we'll see you soon. Everybody check out Craig Pasta at the Convo Couch.
Thank you, Craig.
Come see our live shows. We're going to be in Chicago, Rosemont.
That's, yeah. Why is the CIA editing Jimmy Dore's Wikipedia page? And it's a rhetorical question. Controlling the narrative. This is the age of totalitarian propaganda. And it's interesting, we hear about, talk about, read about history being shaped by, history is written by the victors, or as the cliche has been put several different ways, history is a fable agreed upon. We're seeing it happen in real time. And I think Jimmy Dore is probably more of an expert on Jimmy Dore than most other folks. But who knows? Maybe the legitimization or the justification is, as Yuval Noah Harari says, to hack humans, all you need to have is a lot of data and a little bit of computing horsepower, and you just need to know people a little better than they know themselves, and most people don't know themselves at all. So maybe the Harari technocratic cybernetic crowd thinks they know Jimmy Dore better than he knows himself. Who knows? I'm being facetious. But that's one of the ways that we know how wild things are, and there's more. I talk about the finishing of the great unfinished work of Genesis 11. I think we'll dive down that rabbit hole a little bit today, and maybe a lot, actually. So is there more to the transgender story, the feminizing of men, the androgynous hermaphroditic stuff? Is there more to it? We'll probably talk about that. Stick around. More right after this break.
Good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Interesting. Actually, before we get back to stuff, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Life is interesting.
You're welcome. Good morning.
It's better than
it's
boring.
It's getting more interesting by the moment.
It's not boring. I live the most boring life, and it's like, boy, life used to be boring.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that guy saying that, because one of those things, you know, that drives you up a wall when you hear it is that because you always hear how Obama crossed the red line and you know, after he drew it, and he didn't. I mean, I heard the thing live with Bunky Moon when he verified that those were not Assad's weapons that time, and they will never say that right no matter what. But you always say multitasking isn't good for radio. It is for those who listen and take notes. It's perfect. Pauses are perfect. They give us time to think and catch up before taking notes. And if you say a book, it would help if you say it again a second time if we didn't catch it all by the end of what you're having to say. And thank you for Lark. And if ever we're both on the line, put me after Lark, because I love to listen to Lark. He takes priority over me. And I remembered Barrett's name right when I hung up.
About
her website, crossroad.to. But the other one was, and I know the one, Watch Under Prayer, I remember that one, but Jesus is Lord was the one I was thinking of, too. And then I have a question. Is the guy's name Jimmy Dore or Jimmy Dorn?
Jimmy Dore, so it's Jimmy, traditional, J-I-M-M-Y, and last name is D-O-R-E.
Okay. Because,
it's interesting what's happening.
Remember Bernadine and what's his name? You know, Obama's friends and the Weatherman folks. You know, the lady who planted the bomb in the San Francisco Police Department, but the lady who was going to do a deposition died the day before. Her son's name Jimmy, but they switched his last names, and he goes by her last name and takes for his second last name what's his face.
You're talking about Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground folks, right?
So his name's Jimmy Ayers Dorn.
Yeah, no, this is a different fellow.
Yeah, so it's a different person
name.
Altogether. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. We don't need to, you know, some people shouldn't spawn. And I really appreciate you so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you as well. And great points as always.
And you make my day, and I can't wait to listen to the rest of your program, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. I think you'll find it very provocative. I think the direction that we're going is going to be really interesting. We played the clip yesterday from the, what was the title of the video? Midnight Ride, Sound of Freedom. The March of the New Messiah. Now you see TV's Midnight Ride segment. And I think we'll continue in that fashion today. I think that maybe big picture is important. And I mentioned that we would probably return to the Reese Committee hearings and the Dodd Report specifically. But, you know, I focused on that aspect of individual freedom, which I think it's a trap. And I think it's a setup. I think it's two sides of the same coin, individualism versus collectivism. I think arguably, and context matters, but I think arguably it's two sides of the same coin. And the question, as I have said for quite some time now, is always who's in charge, who decides. The context, in a Christian sense, the proper context of individual freedom is I am free to pursue a relationship with my Creator, the God of the Bible, the God of Exodus 20, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to whatever extent is appropriate in the context or purview of my Christian liberty, so to speak. And that the point, though, is that it has more to do with Him, less to do with us. In the Age of Reason and Enlightenment context, though, individual freedom has more of a Gnostic connotation. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, and then I want to get into this other clip. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicvoice.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
First hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. We've said it a few times. You've heard it in the advertisements during the break. And so I will just say it briefly. If you support the network, thank you. Thank you for your support. This is a listener-funded network. We, speaking of the Reese Committee and the Dodd Report, this is probably not a network that will ever expect to receive a Ford Foundation grant or a Rockefeller Foundation grant, a Carnegie Endowment grant, or those kinds of things. This is entirely a listener-supported network. And so to those who support the network, thank you. If you listen and you appreciate the content and you haven't or don't currently support the network, please consider supporting the network. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and see the variety of ways that you can support the network there. So thank you for your support for those who do that. And if you don't, please consider supporting the network. So a lot of other things are interesting. We could head in a variety of directions, but I wanted to get back to the Dodd Report, the idea of individual freedom versus, you know, individualism versus collectivism. You have to define terms, I think, and context matters. And if the context is I'm deciding for myself, then in either case, you can see a Gnostic trajectory in view. The idea of Christian individual freedom is that, again, we have the freedom to pursue a relationship with our Creator to the extent we see fit. But really, that's kind of a misnomer. It's less about me and more about Him. I have the freedom to pursue that relationship in any direction that He desires, maybe is a better way to put it. And that's an interesting concept, I think. So is the idea of individual freedom inherently good or evil? I thought about reading some of the Dodd Report, picking up where I left off. Maybe I'll do that real quick, and then we'll dive into another video from the Midnight Ride series over at NYUC TV, John Pounders and David Carrico. This one, just for posterity's sake, aired June 17th, streamed June 17th, and is titled Midnight Ride, The Androgynous God of America. Turns out it's not just America. And I would say, you know, this is one of those, this is some subject matter that probably deserves a disclaimer. It's not really family friendly. It's not, I think, fantastic for young people. However, with that said, it's interesting that, you know, the way that the grooming is happening in schools and things, and that's really what it is. It's really astounding that parents would be convinced otherwise. If it was grooming, somebody would say so. Well, you should know better. So we've lost common sense, and if the white coat tells us something, well, then it must be true in all cases, right? So the androgynous God of America. The Dodd Report before we dive into the androgynous God of America. Not what I wanted. There we go. Okay, fine. So from the Dodd Report. I mentioned this excerpt yesterday, and we'll continue here just a little bit to set the stage for America's, the androgynous God of America. And, you know, the problem I have with this is that this, there's so much esoteric and, you know, other stuff. We don't need to, we really don't need to know all of this stuff. However, there is a background of history, both our own here in America and also back into antiquity. There is a plan. There is a central plan. That's where the central planet comes from. Where is it headed? And it's interesting that we get lied to straight to our face. I wish I could remember the guy who said it. You know, we will tell them this is not what we're doing while we do it, basically right out of plain sight. There was one guy, one high-profile, influential guy who said that. I forget who it was, but that's what's happening. We are gaslighted. The truth is gaslighted right before our very eyes. That's not what we're doing. And it's happening, and it happens by degrees. And the grooming of children in school with the homosexuality and gender dysphoria, so-called, the transsexuality, so-called, the androgyny, you can see it everywhere. I'm seeing it more and more in young people. And it's interesting, in the clip that we play, I think we might include the section that I'm thinking of, but one of the things that John and David discuss, that David mentions, it, I think it was, I forget who which one of them, I think it was David who said he interviewed some folks. Maybe it was John. One of them went into what they call gay bars. I would call them homosexual, because gay is has been conscripted as a term of art. And that's not to be condescending toward anyone. It's to put the record right. These terms of art, we should be able to be honest about these things. Why does language have to be co-opted and corrupted? A term that historically meant something entirely different, why would that be associated with what is historically in America immoral, indiscreet, considered in the last DSM version even to be evidence of mental illness? Why do we have to pervert language in order to make these things acceptable? The historical implications are even more damning. But one of them went into a number of what are known as gay bars. Again, I would say homosexual. And asked people, you know, how did you realize that you were a homosexual? And in every case, this is not, you know, scientific study, but he said in every case they mentioned some kind of molestation, some trauma event. And then it is cyclical. From there, the young person is traumatized, and eventually the age groups cross over, and then the young person who was traumatized becomes the older person who is traumatizing the next generation, and it's, so it becomes cyclical. And so when you start seeing these things happening all around us, how is it, for example, that I'm seeing increasing numbers of androgynous folks in places where you would never expect to see them? You know, I feel like I'm watching episodes of It's Pat with Julia Sweeney. And I don't mean that in a humorous way. It's very bizarre. What is happening? And why? So anyway, individual freedom I think context matters. I think we need to pay close attention to context. So from the Dodd Report, page 11, around where I left off yesterday, in summary, our study of these entities, well, do I back up? Some of the entities mentioned specifically, to characterize some of these briefly, accessory agencies, back on page 8, neither formal books and records maintained by foundations operating within the educational sphere, nor any of their supplemental or less formal reports to the public make it possible to appraise the effect of their grants with any degree of accuracy. We needed to turn to the grantees rather than grantors for the information required by the committee to make the specific determinations required by the Congress in HRES 217, namely, have foundations used their resources for purposes contrary to those for which they were established, i.e., used their resources for purposes which can be classed as un-American, use their resources for purposes which can be regarded as subversive, use their resources for political purposes, resorted to propaganda in order to achieve the objectives for which they have made grants. And of course, I mentioned yesterday from the Dodd Report that they defined terms. Norman Dodd defined terms before he mentioned these things. To ensure these determinations being made on the basis of impersonal facts, I directed the staff to make a study of the development of American education since the turn of the century and the trends in techniques of teaching and of the development of curricula since that time. As a result, it became quite evident that this study would have to be enlarged to include the accessory agencies to which these developments and trends had been traced. The work of the staff was then expanded to include an investigation of such agencies as the American Council of Learned Sciences, or excuse me, Learned Societies, the National Research Council, the Social Science Research Council, the American Council on Education, the National Education Association, the League for Industrial Democracy, the Progressive Education Association, the American Historical Association, John Dewey Society, and the Anti-Defamation League. Part 2, accessory agencies. To characterize some of these briefly, the American Council of Learned Societies was founded in 1919 to encourage humanistic studies, including some which today are regarded as social sciences. It is comprised of 24 constituent member associations. In its entirety, it appears to dominate this division of scholarship in the United States. The National Research Council was established in 1916, originally as a preparedness measure in connection with World War I. Its charter was renewed in 1919, since which time, on behalf of its 8 member associations, it is devoted to the promotion of research within the most essential areas ordinarily referred to as the exact and applied sciences. The Social Science Research Council was established in 1928 to advance research in the social sciences. It acts as a spokesman for 7 constituent member associations representing all of the subdivisions of this new field of knowledge, i.e., history, economics, sociology, psychology, political science, statistics, and anthropology. And not surprisingly, you see sort of a confluence of the theosophical bent with these directives. Continuing, the American Council on Education was founded in 1918, quote, to coordinate the services which educational institutions and organizations could contribute to the government in the national crisis brought about by World War I, end quote. Starting with 14 constituent or founding organizations, this formidable and influential agency has steadily expanded until today its membership is reported to consist of 79 constituent members, National and Regional Educational Associations, 64 associate members, national organizations in fields related to education, 954 institutional members, universities, colleges, selected private school systems, educational departments of industrial concerns, voluntary associations of colleges and universities within the states, large public libraries, etc. There are more, so I'll probably continue this for a hot minute, and then we'll go to the other stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We'll be right back.
lot less time.
Welcome back. So, continuing from the Dodd Report, page 9, these accessory agencies. The National Education Association, the NEA, was established in 1857 to elevate character, advance the interests of the teaching profession, and to promote the cause of popular education in the United States. Look back, perhaps, to the story of Horace Mann and see if you agree. Broadly speaking, this powerful entity concentrates on primary and secondary schools. Its membership is reported to consist of 520,000 individuals who include, in addition to teachers, superintendents, school administrators, and school secretaries. It boasts that it is, quote, the only organization that represents or has the possibility of representing the great body of teachers in the United States, end quote, thus inferring a monopolistic aim. The League for Industrial Democracy came into being in 1905 when it was known as the Intercollegiate Socialist Society for the purpose of awakening the intellectuals of this country to the ideas and benefits of socialism. This organization might be compared to the Fabian Society in England, which was established in 1884 to spread socialism by peaceful means. Wink, wink. The Progressive Education Association was established around 1880. Since then, it has been active in introducing radical ideas to education, which are now being questioned by many. They include the idea that the individual must be adjusted to the group as a result of his or her educational experience, and that democracy is little more than a system for cooperative living. The American Historical Association was established in 1889 to promote historical studies. It is interesting to note that after giving careful consideration in 1926 to the social sciences, a report was published under its auspices in 1934, which concluded that the day of the individual in the United States had come to an end, and that the future would be characterized inevitably by some form of collectivism and an increase in the authority of the state. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.